Have you ever had that nagging thought that he or she might be texting another person? Or worse, do you constantly sneak their phones just to read the messages? Do you do this? Do you trust your partner? Well, today on Social Jump Chart, we will be discussing whether or not you should search your partner's phone. Stay tuned. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Social Jump Shot. This evening we have my two good friends and podcast gurus, Neville and Henry, from the Unspoken Gods podcast. You guys should check it out. And we also have, you know, a Beery. You guys are really familiar with him.
Yes, sir.
From Time with Beery. Welcome, guys.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you for having me, you know? It's always a pleasure to be here.
Always, always, always. So, let's dive. Let's just jump right into it. All right, do you search your partner's phone? Wait, before I go further, we're going to be discussing... We're going to be questioning, rather, if one should search their partner's phone. And why or why not? We're gonna basically be justifying whatever our view is. And sorry, we're gonna start with Beer. What do you think?
All right. So I think that you shouldn't because all right. So you kind of show like you don't have any faith in the person or trust in the person, right? But at the same time, I don't know. It's like a 50-50 thing, right? Because, like, all right, for me, I've never done it before. I've never searched somebody's phone or nothing. I don't know that because I think that if there's something that I should know, it will come out eventually. So I don't want to force it and then, yo, boom, something just pop on my face. I'm never want to see. So I just think that, yo, over time, things will be revealed. So I don't really do the search phone thing. No, not me.
Okay. All right, no problem. How about you, Neville?
Searching phones, you know. Yeah, you know, I'm glad you asked that because I don't believe in it. And I mean, I can view it from different standpoints. One, if there is trust, then there shouldn't be any need to prove in that sense. You understand? Because if I say I trust you, then you can tell me something and I believe that. You understand? And I also think about respect, because I remember I was there with her and grabbed my phone and say, yo, I forgive her the password or she not giving me back. I'm like, yeah. If you respect me, you know that. You understand? Because if you leave your phone with me, I'm not go through it. Because I search anything because it delete everything.
Alright, for me, you know? Alright, so cool. So, alright. The person that I talked to, my girlfriend, yeah, she have my number. She have my password. Basically, shot her fingerprint to my phone and everything. So, like, I don't have anything to hide. So, I don't think that, yo, there would be a need to search phone because, yo, me not personally longer search her phone. I won't search her phone. You know why?
Yeah.
Because it was, as I mentioned before, like, she have some, right? Probably she have some, like, all right, we just start talking. So, probably she have, like, a partial relationship she try squash her or something, and me still talk to her, so and share we are options, you know. And me decide, you know what, I'm gonna search this one, and me goes to something like that, no. Yes,
right.
So you're gonna throw me off now, and me goes to act different, and I don't want to discover stuff that way. I want to, like, I believe that with time, everything will come true, you know, like, everything will reveal. Time is a master of everything, so if you get what I mean.
Okay. No, me. I. I personally think.
So, like a search, man. Like a search.
Let me see what I'm going to say. I think that you can search your partner. But it has to be communicated, you know, mutually agreed upon. And yeah. Of course, you have to do it without any anger or resentment or whatever. And, you know, sometimes it's a case where some people are in a relationship and, I don't know, somebody cheats. And then you feel like they're just gone. And then you probably, the two parties might say, hey, let's agree to transparency. Because that would be the only time it makes sense to actually look in each other's phone over whatever is there and to create, you know, transparency. However, as I said, this has to be something that is agreed upon. Number two, I mean, you know, I love Instagram. And I follow, you know, some of the gossip pages, the local gossip pages, you know, like Dear Dream and Pinkwall, and I read the stuff that they send in. Now, a lot of times I've seen where, you know, females or males, but more females than males, search the partner phones. No, it's true, and I'm not going to be biased. They search the partner phone, and then they're like, find out say boy cheat and I don't know what to do. G must tell me what to do. And you know, or they might say, hey, the boy ID phone or whatever though. If you search it, you don't search it unless you are prepared to see whatever it is that is in it. Because it might be something
and I never miss any go do it.
Going to find you, where you go to? Are you going to leave? Or are you stay? Sometimes they're not gonna win, no, but they still jump go search. You understand? And it creates a lot of things, you know. I must confess, though. You know? But no.
Mm-hmm. You must confess.
I no longer do that. I don't. It's not that I was looking for anything per se, but just curious to see who they talk to. And what a confession be like. Because me know me and my friend them, we text and we laugh and whatever. Someone say, oh, you and your friend them. Basically, that was it. Nothing. It has nothing. Well, it had nothing to do with cheating or whatever. And, you know, we have the same passwords, you know, me and my spouse. And yeah, that's basically it.
Uh-huh.
Jumping a phone and whatever. What was that?
No, couple goals, but you know the funny thing is, I can remember last year when the last person when I was dating someone last year, you know, I met her on a weekend. You know, women, we don't like keep nothing. You know, you understand?
No, but you're kind of
by the time we go out, you can hear. Still breaking up.
I'm hearing you perfect now.
Yeah, I'm saying, I remember last year, the girl I was with went out on a weekend, and you know, women them love give her them phone to keep. You understand?
So, don't die.
What happened now is, I was putting her on taxi scene, and is that when we walk off, no taxi driver off, when we walk off, and when we feed my phone, I realize people pocket me, it's a two phone I have. So I'm like, oh no. You understand? Because alright, she gonna know. And then it's not like so we can't even call her because I have our phone, you understand? But long story short, I end up have our phone for the weekend. Because it worked the same place, so you know what I see her. On the Monday anyways, plus other money number. And I knew the code to her phone. See? And I'm off out for the weekend and I honestly never even look on it. You understand? Like when I not touch it because I'm saying you are. Here I am with the power to see everything that's going on. But I'm saying, yo, if I have to do that for verify, say, yo,
yeah,
everything's good, then what's the sense? You understand?
True, that's our
you know, but I think in the same time, sometimes it can develop trust, because if especially like when it's the first time you're doing it, you know, you don't know how the person stay, you don't know if them have one bag of people under sex, and then you know you agree to go through it afford and thing, and they realize you'll be clean, you understand? Then it develops some level of trust from that. Because the funny thing is, I know a YouTuber named Angetumba Matthew, it's like he does the social experiment where he go around and see couples, ask them for a 1 minute loyalty test. So they switch phones and go through each other's phone for 1 minute.
Really?
And yeah, some things must have gone, relationships end just right there. But at the same time, some of them, they say, oh, that they already go through each other's phones, like it's something that they do regularly, and you know, they trust each other on it because they don't have anything to hide.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So I guess it depends on the people. Because especially if you're jealous, as well, because
me,
if you're the jealous type,
I am the jealous type. I'm not gonna hide and talk. However, when you realize that you find yourself in a way or in a situation where you think, say, I need to do this, I need to search for it, I need to find out what I'm going on, so something's wrong. Guys need to fix that, and that needs to be fixed. You know, and may I tell you, you know, technology has been advanced in a way where you clone the WhatsApp or whatever, you know, WhatsApp web, and you're up in your laptop or your tablet, and you see what you want. I'm like, you know, them ways, and I'm sure they have apps out there.
Wait, so you do that?
I don't, but I'm aware.
Oh, okay.
I'm not ignorant to
a
lot of things going on, but I don't do it. So, you know, Obiri, you're very quiet. What's going on?
Oh, that's not sound right. That's not sound right.
Not here. Oh, Aviel just joined. Not... Welcome to Social Jump Shot.
Oh.
Good night.
Welcome, Aviel.
So, Beery, we were discussing, should you search your partner's phone? What's your take on that?
All right. When I think about someone searching their partner's phone, the first thing I think about is the motive, right? Mm-hmm. And usually the motive is that, or what should I say? Or something behind the intention means that they don't trust their partner. That's what I think when I think about someone searching their partner's phone.
Mm-hmm.
So generally, I would not agree with it. There must be trust in the relationship, you know. So searching a partner's phone, I don't think that. And another opinion I would want to share is that firstly, you need to get to know the person before you start dating them.
Right.
So that when you're reaching to the dating stage, you know, you don't really see the point of searching their phone. Being with someone, we must can trust you enough. I must then trust you enough to not search your phone.
That's
in a relationship. That's what it's about. Trusting. That's one major component of relationships. So generally, I don't agree with searching your partner's phone.
Awesome, thank you so much for that point. Now we also have Allison here. She is my cousin. She is the host of Lending Me Your Ears.
Hey.
So I know that that's Allison. Welcome. So we have a guys, Allison is here.
Welcome, Alyssa.
Good night, everyone.
Welcome, welcome.
Good night, good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you. So we have been discussing the importance of... I'm sorry. What's happening here? I'm going to have to edit this. But we have been discussing whether or not we should search our partner's phone. What's your take on that?
Well, this is a very, what should I say?
The answer is no.
Sorry, that's my husband, but...
Here's why.
Daniel?
Anyways, good night, everyone.
Good night.
The answer is no. The reason is because your partner is not your child. And they, unlike your children, they do have rights to their privacy. If you are at a point where you think you should search your partner's phone, then you need to sit down and have a conversation with your partner, because obviously there's either trust issues or a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So in jumping ahead and searching your partner's phone, you're bypassing communication there, and you're going to another step, which may lead to either mistrust or may lead to an altercation. Because and even when you search a partner's phone, you might find something, but because your mind is bent on, you know, a certain conclusion already, you might do it out of proportion or even misunderstand. So it's best to first ask, speak, and bear in mind that the person does have a right to privacy as well. And as I said, they're not your child, they're your partner, adult.
True.
I definitely.
Thank you for your.
That's true, that's true.
can I speak now? Well, I agree with Danielle to an extent. If you're coming from.
An extent?
You're saying something? I missed that.
I said to an extent. Why to an extent? Why?
I'm going to explain. All right, so if you're coming from a place where you're, all right, what are you searching? If the reason is because of lack of trust or insecurity, you know, those kind of things, if you have an agenda to search, then I get what he's saying. But if I'm coming from a place where, you know, just a need to know basis, or not even a need to know basis, but just like open communication. And if I'm looking in your phone, searching, it's not like, oh, let me see what I'm going. Just, it's like reading a book or just like openly communicating. It's not from a place.
Alright, if it's open to communication, right? Why not contact the start of the person, the significant other, or ask the question directly? That's open to communication too.
Alright, so I'm not going to... Alright, where I am at right now mentally. Because I was at those places where I searched from a place of insecurity and mistrust, right? So I understand the opinion from that perspective. But if we trust each other and we can openly communicate, then if I take up your phone, I don't think it should be an issue if I browse in this or browse here or there. You understand me?
Right. That's
each other, so and we trust each other and we openly communicate, then why should it be an issue if I have your phone and browse? You know? If I'm not coming from a place of mistrust or insecurity, then I think it's okay.
Okay. I do understand.
Christian, what would be a good motive? Because you mentioned open communication, but you also mentioned having the motive. So give a situation with a specific motive that you think would be a good reason to want to search upon his phone.
Wait, and isn't searching, when you search for something, isn't that you're searching for something directly? So you have to have a motive behind it. So I don't think there is a pure way of searching someone's phone, or you know, like I said, bros, your quote unquote bros. I don't think that
maybe we're thinking too heavily about the word search. Search sounds like some detective business, you know, some detective. Yeah. Well, as I said, if you're coming from that place, then something is wrong. Then you need to talk to your partner. If you're coming from a place of, you know, mistrust in your mind, very uncomfortable. But if you just take up your phone and you just happen to just, you know, go in your WhatsApp or something, then I just don't understand why is it an issue. If you don't have nothing to hide, and if we are comfortable and if we share everything, then, you know, I don't see the problem.
I know, you know, many people check their partner's phone for many, many different reasons. You know, some it's just sometimes it's curiosity. Other times it's probably fear that, you know, hey, he's doing something that can hurt me. And sometimes we just nuff and say, one, understand?
And sometimes, you know, it's just that to see how you communicate with other people and...
Right. I mentioned that earlier.
You know, I don't know, something. But it's when if I happen to do that, it's not from a place of insecurity, because my spouse and I, we are very open with each other. We talk about anything, even the uncomfortable things. So, and he would not hide anything from me. So, and vice versa. So, you know?
Hopefully not.
Okay.
It mainly it all boils down to trust and respect.
Exactly.
You know, some people can't trust others enough because, you know, one, they have been hurt before,
mm-hmm.
or their partner did something before that will put them in a situation where they would get the cure. You know, sometimes it's just you know, lack of boundaries. Some people just think they have all the right to go in your phone because, hey, if you want to go in, you can't go in because you're not supposed to hide the phone. As Daniel mentioned, you know, we're adults, not your child. So, I mean,
and
you're not supposed to be demanding.
And
that's true. It depends for your spouse as you have.
Yeah, that's exactly because what I was about to say.
And every person just comfortable with that. And some people just insecure from them past relationships or even the present relationship. But it depends on the person. If you know, so you can be openly communicate with the person, or somebody who are just, you know, down to earth as you are, and nobody would just get mad and fling your phone and mash your car, and lick your or something like that, then, you know, it boils down to who.
Yeah, and you know, that can actually you know, ruin the relationship, because, I mean, even if it's a case where you're not caught doing it, even though say you're doing it,
mm-hmm.
you're going at this path of self-destruction. And that go affect your relationship. And, you know, you be go feel overly clingy. You probably can't sleep good. And, you know,
overthinking and all of that.
Right.
So if you're from a place of mistrust, then you need to sort that out. You need to communicate with your partner, because then something is seriously wrong there.
That's definitely true. So just a quick thing for all those who are listening. If you find yourself constantly checking your partner's phone or their whereabouts,
don't do it.
It only means that you're not living your life. You're living their life. And you become too obsessed with what they might do. And you forget say you can actually live your life with happiness and enjoyment. And if you find yourself a try sleeping phone for on a pillow,
why that sounds like
that? You do
fingerprinting when you must be another.
Yeah, so because when you think about it, when you find what you want to find, what do you do?
Yeah, what comes next? That's the thing. What comes next? Because some people don't really think it through, and they're just like, okay, cool. Something I'm going, I need to search. So cool, search. And what happens next? What happens?
Right. Nothing. And then continue the relationship like a man.
And right, I mean, so about boundaries as.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, and about boundaries as I've already mentioned, like people needing to have boundaries, but with the type of partner, because some people just completely would open, and like when I'm completely open with them partner, cause like if me really comfortable with someone, you understand? I don't worry too much about boundaries, you understand? Certain things there, you know, you know for the, but if it's a case that you come with an
ulterior motive or something.
Vibe. Yeah, or something like that. Yeah, you know, say that's gonna go be a problem. But some people like being comfortable, you understand? Because sometimes you might just feel an urge for something, you know, nothing too strong, nothing too malicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, we're almost at the end of our podcast, and before we close,
unfortunately,
do you guys have any other points?
All right, cool, you can go first.
I had a point in my head, but sometimes the points leave me until afterwards, so you can go ahead for now.
All right, so my finishing point would be that if I find myself at that stage, I think it all comes back to communication, which is key, right? So key to any successful relationship or anything like that. So I think that you should just come back to communicating and discuss anything or any issue to have. Yeah. So that's my definition, no?
Okay. Yeah, I remember now. And you being the searchy, don't know the word, but the person that searches the phone. from experience here, if you continue to do these things from a place of like mistrust or insecurity or jealousy, then these things can go nuts, right? It can make you overthink. It disrupts your mental balance, you know? It takes you out of your normal state because you're going to be constantly doing things out of your normal, you know. And you can become malicious to other person, and a whole bunch of negative things that affects you mainly. It affects your mental health and your physical health, and also your relationship. So, as the speaker before me said, I'm not sure who was speaking exactly. And so when a place like this, then you need to see your partner, because something is different. So ensure that your partner is somebody that you can talk about your issues that you're having. And even if you never talk about these things, don't be afraid to take the first leap to, you know, create that new atmosphere in your relationship. Just see where it goes. But communicate. Yeah.
Neville?
Somebody
else. Yeah, I mean, I already think. Yeah, I mean, I've pretty much said it all. It really depends, at the end of the day, on the type of relationship you have and the intent that you do it with. You understand? Because if it's just to clear the way and say, oh, open to each other, you know, you can see what I'm doing, I can see what you're doing, and we just keep it real, then nothing is wrong with that, you understand? Mm-hmm. But otherwise, don't do it.
Don't do it.
You know, I don't mean to talk about the conversation, but I think it's mostly males or men who don't want women in their phones, and I wonder why. You have such a great problem, you know, if your woman take up your phone or something. Jeez.
No, because I mean, that's the thing. No, it depends upon how you do it as well. Because I mean, if I come to us and say, you know, someone wants to see your phone now. we're not gonna behave the way about it, you understand? Some might say no, some might just alright. Yeah, you understand? But like if I see it, no one take it up, and they stick it up behind my back. That's disrespect. You understand what I'm saying? So that there is a disrespect behind it that really matters.
I see.
And for me, you know, I think that, all right, so if you come to your partner and your male, right, and ask them for the phone, as I'm speaking from a male's perspective, and like, if I aware about it, probably it's because something is happening, right? So as it pertains to me, is it because I don't have anything to hide? I just look at it like, yo, I'm open with my phone. So if on my phone, I just say, all right, cool, here, like, unlock it and everything. Everything, if you want to go everywhere, unlock it. So it really makes sense. Like, so
yeah.
I think that if someone isn't like open about them things, there, just take it as a sign that, yo, all right, cool, you don't want to see where I'm going. Just take it as a sign from no.
No, I mean, it depends, you know, because I've been in both situations.
Sure.
I've been in both situations here. I didn't have anything to hide, but I just never see the need for that. But at the same time, sometimes, yeah, something there for you, you understand? But I do. But then no, but you, but then just automatically taking that as a sign can lead to mistrust and overthinking, because it might very well not be a sign, but you know, you never know.
True. Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your busy, busy schedule. I mean, Beery and Neville should definitely because you know, and Allison, thank you and Daniel so much. Just want to do a quick shout out. Remember to check out Obiri's channel. It's Time Out with Beery. You have Allison's channel. It's called Lend Me Your Ears. Neville's channel is The Unspoken Thoughts. And Aviel, she is not here right now, but her channel is, you know, Delight in the Good Fight. So hope you guys check them out. They are awesome podcasters. And, you know, everybody has a different vibe. Everybody has a worthy vibe, and they're all awesome. I thank you, Sai, so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you very much for having me.
And
thank you. I look forward to doing one more of this, because it seems like we need a part two sometime.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Our next discussion. All right. Thank you, guys.
Toodles.